The Trump administration announced early this week a new immigration policy that could impact about 2,500 Nicaraguans living in the U.S. with temporary protected status, also known as TPS. The Department of Homeland Security announced that Nicaraguans with TPS will have until January of 2019 to either adjust their immigration status, if they can, or leave the country. Fernanda Martinez's family would be among those affected by this new policy. Fernanda is a student at Susquehanna University in Pennsylvania and a U.S. citizen. Her parents are from Nicaragua and have temporary protected status.
My parents initially came here in 1998 with a two-year work visa. They were going to stay here for 2 years, you know, to collect money for the house back at Nicaragua and everything. But Hurricane Mitch hit Nicaragua and completely destroyed several properties. They decided to grant a TPS for Nicaraguans, so my parents had to apply for it. A year later, I was born, so it gave them initiative to continue their lives here and raise me and my sister here. We're both from Jersey, born and raised in Jersey. My parents' name is Fernando and Claudia Martinez. My dad worked for about 10 years in construction, and then from there, he is currently working, I believe, 6 years now as an electrician. My mom was a nanny. Now she's currently working at a nail salon. And they're both very, very hardworking people. My parents don't speak good English. My mom especially, she doesn't speak any English at all. So that's why I'm here for them.
So, Fernanda, you were born here. You're a U.S. citizen. What did it mean for your parents to stay here instead of taking you back to Nicaragua with them?
They haven't been back in 20 years. They haven't seen their family in 20 years. Because with TPS, you're not allowed to leave the country. So it's been pretty tough for them not seeing their family. They knew that I would have a better life here than back in Nicaragua with everything economically, with my education. It's a big thing because with the situation currently in Nicaragua, I don't think I would have the same life that I have here. Personally, it's been better for them to have me and raise me here than back in Nicaragua.
So over the years, did your parents have their temporary protected status renewed?
Yes, they would pay about $500 every 18 months to get renewed each.
So, Fernanda, what was your reaction when you learned that this time around, look, your parents have renewed every 18 months for, it sounds like, many, many years. You learned recently that this time around, temporary protected status was being terminated.
The first thing I felt was fear, honestly. For someone who lived here for 20 plus years, building life here, paying the taxes like every other law-abiding citizen in America, It's fear. It's fear. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to expect. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life continuing on if we don't find a way to stay here.
What have your parents said to you?
My parents have been telling me to have faith that everything's going to come out all right in the end, that I shouldn't be worrying over this, to focus on my studies, and that they will figure things out. You know, they've been trying to think positive for things. Mm.
Faith is great in a lot of circumstances, Fernanda, and sometimes you need a lawyer.
Yeah, that's what they're currently trying to find, a lawyer. They've been trying to find options to get a green card because under TPS, they weren't backed up with any law to apply for a green card. The only other way is for me to turn 21 and ask for the green card for them. But since I'm 18 right now, that's in 3 years. So they're just trying to find any way that they can to be able to legally stay here.
What would going back to Nicaragua mean for your parents now?
We don't have anything in Nicaragua. My parents lost their house in Nicaragua. We don't have anywhere to stay. Yes, we have family, but they're all going through hardships right now as well because the economy in Nicaragua is very, very poor. It's going to sound exaggerating, but they're sending people to die because these people here have been for 20 years here. They built their lives here. They have kids here. We don't have anything in Nicaragua. So it's scary.
So, Fernanda, you've got a little bit of a platform now. You've got a microphone. On behalf of your parents who aren't U.S. citizens, who you would like to stay here, what's your pitch if anyone from the Department of Homeland Security or even the White House is listening?
Well, I want them to be fair to us because we have been paying our taxes like everyone else. We have been working here like everyone else. We have been law-abiding citizens here. I just feel like they should be fair and think about how they're going to destroy thousands upon thousands of families if they don't find a solution for this problem.
Fernanda Martinez, thanks for talking to me today.
No problem. Thank you.
Fernando Martinez is a freshman at Susquehanna University in central Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, 57,000 Hondurans learned that they will have their TPS status extended, but only for 6 months instead of the usual 18 months. The Washington Post reported on Thursday that acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke was pressured by the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, not to extend protected status for Hondurans either. Ilora Mukherjee is a professor and director of the Immigrants' Rights Clinic at Columbia Law in New York, and she's here to explain just what TPS is and who qualifies.
Temporary protected status was enacted by Congress as part of the Immigration Act of 1990. It offers temporary reprieves from deportation to foreign nationals who are in the United States who are fleeing ongoing armed conflict, such as a civil war, an environmental disaster, such as an earthquake or a hurricane, or an epidemic. The foreign nationals who are currently in the U.S. with TPS are from 10 countries: El Salvador, Haiti, Honduras, Nepal, Nicaragua, Somalia, Sudan, South Sudan, and Syria and Yemen.
So, Ilora, we mentioned these 2,500 Nicaraguans living in the United States with temporary protected status. Why are they here?
They are here because of Hurricane Mitch. In 1998, Hurricane Mitch devastated Nicaragua as well as other countries in Central America. And the following year, in 1999, Nicaragua was designated as one of the countries from which individuals could seek temporary protected status.
So if that hurricane was back in 1998, why have so many of those Nicaraguans been allowed to renew and renew and renew, even if the hurricane was cleaned up?
The hurricane was cleaned up to a certain extent, yes. And in subsequent years, the different administrations have renewed temporary protected status for Nicaraguans on almost a pro forma basis for 18-month periods at a time.
So if you're in the United States with this status, are you allowed to travel back and forth to your home country? How does it work?
It's not easy to travel back and forth to one's home country if you're a beneficiary of TPS. To be a TPS beneficiary and to travel abroad anywhere, not just to your home country, you need to apply for a document called an advanced parole document, and it's difficult to get that document from the government. It's also expensive to apply for it. It costs $495 for the application fee alone, and there's no guarantee that a person would receive it.
So if a person, let's say one of these Nicaraguan families, is here with TPS, do they have a pathway to citizenship? Can they say, I've been here for 15 years and apply to be a U.S. citizen?
Absolutely not. Temporary protected status does not offer any path to citizenship, any path to legal permanent resident status. So a person with TPS can't become a green card holder. TPS is not amnesty in any way. It is a temporary benefit that offers people three protections: protection temporarily from deportation from the United States, the ability to work legally in the United States, and the promise that the person cannot be detained by the Department of Homeland Security on the basis of his or her immigration status alone. But beyond that, it doesn't offer permanent status in the United States.
And you mentioned that for these families or these individuals, ever since 1990, many of them have renewed every 18 months on a pro forma basis, just sort of apply automatic renewal. Why has that been the policy, and why do you think it's changing now?
I think that's been the policy out of recognition that many individuals, thousands of individuals, have fled from countries afflicted by some of the worst disasters imaginable and then come to the United States, made their lives here, come out of the shadows by individually applying for TPS, bought homes, contributed to their communities, worked legally, sent their kids to our schools, and became a part of American society. There's a recognition that people with TPS, many of them have been here for decades and now consider themselves to be Americans, and they have, many of them are in mixed status families with U.S. born children. And it has been assumed until now that many with TPS would be able to continue having that status.
So part of the question is why now? If there's been this general consensus over the last 30 or so years that people here with TPS should be allowed to stay through one form or another, why change that now? And why do you think in the eyes of the administration Nicaraguans with TPS appear to be different from Hondurans with TPS.
This administration has targeted Nicaraguans for the termination of TPS, I think for three primary reasons. First, Nicaraguans who have TPS in the United States only number about 2,500. That's a relatively small group of people. In comparison, as you said, there are 57,000 Hondurans and 200,000 Salvadorans who are beneficiaries of TPS. Second, in her statement on Monday, Secretary Duke said that the government of Nicaragua did not ask for an extension of TPS status by the United States, whereas the governments of both Honduras and El Salvador have been engaging in vigorous advocacy to try to extend the protections of TPS.
Legal options for these people who are seeing their TPS expire next January?
My advice to any Nicaraguan and any other individual who currently has TPS status is to seek out a trustworthy attorney, immigration attorney, and to screen whether a person is eligible for any other type of immigration relief that may lead to more permanent status.
I don't know if this is knowable. How many people do you think might wind up having to leave the country for Nicaragua after being here for 20 or 25 years protected by the United States?
It's hard to know at this point. It's hard to know what percentage of the 2,500 are eligible or may be eligible for other forms of immigration relief. Part of the challenge in this particular moment is that legal services providers, especially immigration legal services providers, are just overwhelmed by needs in the community, and there may be Nicaraguans who are eligible for various forms of immigration relief, but who aren't able to connect with trustworthy lawyers to pursue those forms of relief.
Alora Mukherjee of Columbia Law, thank you for being here.
Thank you.